All right, good morning, everybody. So last week was line up and wait, and I just want to read quickly a bit from I think it was from Benjamin's assignment. You know, he says this struggle happens every day from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep. Unlike an amusement park, this life doesn't have a speed pass. Sometimes we must do the hard things the hard way. And then he says, Pat says, prepare your heart and your mind to receive the wisdom required to do the next thing. The only way to do this is reading God's word, being in fellowship with like-minded, and then he has all caps, practicing Christians, and keeping that line of communication intact with your Creator. Outside of those, you will not be prepared for much of anything the Lord has for you to do. You know, and one thing I'll say about line up and wait is, especially as CEOs, we always think we have to do something. We have to take action. Well, you know, look at what your list is for today. Produce, deliver, to collect, you know, and so... Are you all about produce, deliver, collect today? Are you all about just doing the list that God has for you today? You know, there's so many scriptures that talk about us that tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. And we can, boy, can we go crazy places when we allow ourselves. And that, you know, today's chapter is the Black Forest. So why would the Black Forest fall line up and wait? Because if we're not willing to line up and wait, and we'd start to listen to the loud voices of the enemy, the whispers of the enemy, we start going down crazy paths and crazy roads, and we're just not willing to just be about the tasks of today. Pretty soon, we're going to find ourselves in a black forest, which is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous place. Anyway, let's pray as we go into the day and enjoy our time together. Lord, we thank you for a time to be together, to gather, to listen, to learn, and to be about doing. We thank you for the opportunity we had today to be about doing. You have tasks for us. One of the tasks for today is to be on this call. And so maybe not think that I've got more important things to do than just to listen and learn about how to be a better CEO, a better Christian, a better person, Lord, as we move forward with you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We commit it all to you. We pray for Javier and his wife. And Lord, it's always hard when a loved one goes, whether you know it's coming or not, or whether they've lived a long life or not. It's hard because we miss those people. So we just pray for them as they have to go through a lot of preparations and different things, that you just have your hand upon them. We thank you for this morning. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As Pat was going on there, one thing I wrote in my notes is I wrote down, Satan is a masquerader. He's always appearing to be what he is not. You know, he's the father of lies. And it tells us, you know, two scriptures kind of stand out to me. One is John 8:44. Jesus says this. He says, you know, he's speaking to the Pharisees. And he says, you know, you're of your father, the devil. And it basically, speaking of the devil, he says he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So then what do we do? You know, because that, you know, he's always coming at us. He's always coming at us. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Paul writes this. He says, for all the promises of God, see, we can stand. You know, there's that old hymn, you know, standing on the promises of God. We can always, the Bible is full of God's promises to us. And that's where we find the truth. And that's where we can always, we're tempted. We want to do this. We want to do that. This is happening. That's happening. It's all these distractions. For all the promises of God find their yes in him, speaking of Christ. So they all find their completion, their totality in Christ, in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, who has put his seal on us. For in Christ, he has his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Think about that. The Holy Spirit on our hearts as his guarantee that we belong to him. And we cling to him, we belong to him, and he's ours. And he's made us his. So now we can walk in that. We can walk in that. And, you know, he says flee certain things and flee sin, flee all these things, and we can cling to Christ. Let's pray as we go into our day. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you for everyone on the phone today, all on the path, but maybe in different spots, different callings, different destiny. But ultimately, Lord, all of our destinies are for Christ. And so you have a place that you're bringing us, you're using us. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you. We thank you that we can continue today to serve you and to be just trusting and leaning upon you. You know, the devil's going to come out of us. He's that roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But no one can devour us as we are sealed in Christ. And if we just continue to put our trust and our faith in you each and every day, each and every moment as we live. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.